Rhododendron?
Rhododendron. Okay, a tree, yeah, I started saying I don't think they have them as far north, but I know they do because they got one by the Quality Inn. It's got big green, shiny, shiny leaves and big white flowers on it.
Dogwood?
Bigger than that, a great big tree.
I don't know what you want.
Magnolia?
Magnolia, yeah.
Yeah.
Used to this avenue, Magnolia Avenue. It was a line of magnolias, and they decided they wanted to widen the street, so they cut all the magnolia trees down.
Oh, you're kidding.
Hmm. Right down
there. But they have nice wide streets.
Yeah.
Always good. Okay, this next part's going to be kind of funny. It's kind of nice for things. It's all kind of funny. You. If a Mary Cullen doesn't want to make up her own mind, she might say, I've got to go ask my...
Daddy. Father.
Yeah, okay. But now, if it's a married woman, she might say she's going to ask her... the one
her
who's
husband.
Married...
Oh, excuse me. I thought you wanted... He was going to get married and she didn't...
Oh, yeah. I didn't say that to her. Okay, and if a married man might say, I've got to ask my...
Wife.
a woman whose husband's dead would be a...
Widow.
And, okay, now, if you were talking about your father and mother together are called your...
Parents.
And when you're talking to your father, what do you call him?
Daddy.
And when you're talking to your mother, you call him?
Mother.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about when you were talking to your grandparents? How did you...
My one grandmother's grandma, one's gramp, mama and papa.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If people's sons and daughters are called their...
Children.
And, a thing that they used to have, I don't think they still use them now for dolls, I don't think they use them much for babies, but something on, like a crib on wheels that they would have.
Carriage.
And if they put, like, a baby in a carriage, they'd say they were going to go out and...
stroll, walk.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, people's children would be their sons and their...
Daughters.
And they'd be boys and...
Girls.
Okay. Now, if a woman's going to have a child, they say she's...
Pregnant.
Have you ever heard any, like, old-fashioned sort of...
No.
In a family way or any of that kind of stuff?
No. In family way.
Didn't make you worry about it. If they didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby... They probably have to send for him.
Doc, I don't know, what do you want?
Midwife, if you know.
I've heard of it in Shakespeare.
Shakespeare.
Midwife.
Okay. Now, if a boy had facial features like his father, you might say that he...
Looked like his father.
Okay.
Took after his father.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard anybody use his favorites? Mm-hmm.
Favors his father.
Okay. And, we asked you this before. I said you were born and...
Raised.
Mm-hmm, here. And that would be the word you usually use, right?
Raised.
Okay. Now, if a child had been bad, the mother or father or whatever might say, you're going to get a...
Whipping.
Now, if it was a real small child and you weren't really going to do it very hard, it might be just a little...
Pat.
What about if two
spanking.
Children... Spanking. Yeah, spanking, yeah. What about if two children were sort of fighting, one might say, I'm going to give you a...
I don't know what you...
Well, I don't know, I was thinking of licking or whipping or something like that. Okay, if you saw somebody you hadn't seen, a kid, and you hadn't seen him in a long time, and he was taller, you might say...
Well, okay, you've grown.
Yeah. And he'd say, yeah, last year I really...
Grew. Mm-hmm. Next year I'll grow.
Oh, I can't believe you. I had to do anything with you. Oh, wow. Okay. A child that's born to an unmarried woman would be called a...
Unmarried woman, a bastard.
Okay.